I'm sold.
Do you have to do it very slow?
No.
Okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam, Hilchas, Psule HaMikdoshim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Test, Chapter 1, Law 9. If you recall, we're talking about the right place to slaughter and receive the blood of Kachim, and that should be north. The Kachik Kadoshim should be north of the Mizbeach.
And if you're standing.
We talked about how if you... if they're slaughtered in the south, or you receive the blood in the south side of the Mizbech, it's pasul. However, if you stand on the south side and extend your hand to the north side, and you shecht it on the north side, it's kosher because the animal has to be on the north side by shechita, but the slaughterer doesn't have to be there from the pasul. Now we're going to see a slight difference now in Halacha Tes about Kabbalah Saddam. If the person was standing on the south of the Mizbeach, he extended his hand and with a utensil in their bowl, and he receives the blood on the north side, Kabbalah so psula. There the receiving of blood is possible because on that the pasuk says, V'lokach ha-kohen. The Kohen must take it. And it means he must take it on the north side.
Standing in the north side.
That's right. So therefore, it's not the same halacha, Kabbalah Saddam, receiving the blood, as the shechita of the animal. That's when the shechita, it's mainly and mostly in the animal, while the Kabbalah, it's got to be both of them.
So you can stretch the shechita, you can't
stretch
the Kabbalah.
Halacha Yud, what about if hichnis rosha veruba latzofon? What if most of his body had stretched into the northern side, but some of it's in the southern side. I don't know if he's elongated man or what. I'm not exactly sure how you can even do this physically. But anyway, that's what he's saying. Harehu ka'omed batzafon. It is if he is in the tzafon when he does the Kabbalah Saddam and he receives the blood.
No good.
And he's okay. I have no idea how it's shaykh in metzias. Because if you're north of the Mizbeach and south, that Mizbeach's many amos. So I don't know how you could be south of the Mizbeach and north.
It's similar wording in Sukkah, right? If your head and body...
But a Sukkah, you could do that. That's okay, Rosh Aruba. In and out of the Sukkah is by the front door.
Yeah.
But here, like, where, you know, north of the Mizbeach is one spot. The Mizbeach is a huge amount, unless you want to say he's part of him is just at... parallel to Israel. Commentary has nothing to say about that.
Well, this was like the other day where we said if you had that long...
Okay, but that's only if you're doing a couple. We're talking about his body now. We're talking about his body. If the majority of his body usually is connected. One end of the body is connected to the other end. And the most you could say a person is like 6 feet tall.
He could have had a bad case.
So if you're saying 3.5 feet here, you can't put the other 2.5 feet 30 feet away. So I don't get it. Anyway... let's move on.
Stretchy. The Fantastic Four had one guy that really stretched.
Okay, now, let's take it. The next case now. How about Yudal? Things are getting exciting now. We're going to be gyrating now.
Gyrating?
Okay, the Kohen and the animal is slaughtered in the north side.
That's all good.
Fine. And then Upir Chasa, and the animal gyrates. At post slaughtering gyration.
Post-mortem gyration.
The Yosadam, and now he jumps. The cow's jumping around. It's dead, but it's jumping around from the nerves and goes to the south side.
Whoa.
Okay. Afilu hotzio ledarim. Or, even if the owner, the slaughterer, maliciously takes the animal, not gyrating, south of the altar.
Shera. But it's already
after shechted. Shera, it is okay because this is after the commentary.
You have to do
after the Kabbalah Saddam.
Yeah, you can't do that.
In other words, you shechted it, you received the blood because. So we'll see what
receiving
that
the blood
will take.
Like
but
a
that would
target,
be.
You know.
So that is kosher. But what if Pirchas of a Yatzaladarom, what if it jumped out and went to the south? And then jump back into the north.
No.
But then, wait, and this was after Shechita, but before the Kabbalah Saddam. So went to the south, and then came back to the north.
That's a pretty big difference.
Then he received the blood on the south side.
North side.
Then it's kosher, because the fact that it went outside, it's not a problem. You didn't do anything. If it went to the south, but nothing happened in the south, then it's okay. And when she shechted it on the north side, then it's jumping around. Now it's on the south side. It's jumping back to the north side, or you brought it back to the north side. But as long as you're doing the shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam on the north side, it hasn't gone out of the Azara. It's only gone to the south. So it's
the
not.
Kabbalah Saddam has to be the, like, the initial.
So let's
dripping.
Say there's still some blood. There's still some blood. Maybe
dripping, I don't think it's good.
No, I understand. So you have to have it. Has to be some of the lifeblood is still there. You're right. It's, well, I guess if it could gyrate so much, you could probably get some more of the lifeblood coming out of the neck there. But again, these are all very unusual cases. Now, this is all, so far, we've only been talking about Kodshei Kodoshim, that it's Shechita should be on the north side and all the possible machinations thereof. So, Rambam, again, in the middle of the halacha, but it's not, because you look in the commentary, this is where halacha Yud Beis should start, says the commentary.
Ooh.
So, it's not in the middle of halacha. This is where Yud Beis should start. Now, we're going to say just about what we just said in the last few halachas regarding Kodshei Kodoshim, insofar as moving away from the north side, and even if you're in the Azur and the south side, it's a problem. Now we're going to deal with Kodshei Kalim. The Kodshei Kalim can be done anywhere in the Azura. The problem is if it goes out of the Azura. That becomes the next issue here. So the Chen Kodshei Kalim, the same rules will apply by the lower level Kodshim, such as a Toda, a Shlomim of an individual, or a Bechor, or Meiser Behema, or a Korban Pesach, that you have the following. You shechted it when it's inside the Azara. But the slaughterer, the shochet, is chutz Azara, is outside of the Azara, meaning the Ezra's Yisrael. So, vehichnis yodo lifnim, and he stretches out his hand inside the Azara, v'shochan shechts it, shechitas k'shera, shechitas k'shera, because the shechita is dependent on the animal, and the animal, it's in the Azara. Now we're getting a slight difference in Yud Beis now. Hichni Sayara, what if he brought his hand in now, the kibel, and he receives the blood?
Uh-oh.
He's on the wrong side. Well, Kabbalah Subsul. The Kabbalah
wrong
is possible
place.
Because it says that you have to be before Hashem when you're serving, and you're not on the right. So that still parallels Kachim based
this.
On its areas that it's based on.
But
let's say the guy by the Kabbalah here, he's almost all inside the Azara, 99.999%.
You missed that little part. Avilu hichnis rosh.
Avilu hichnis rosh rubo. Even one second. It's puzzle. Even if he has rosh of a rubo,
right. That's, which, words, is not though, like, which is not he, like.
That's not like
right.
The case
Kodshei Kodshim.
By Kodshei Kodoshim.
Right.
Right? And afilo haya oved kula bifnim v'tzitzoso b'chus. Even if he's 99.9% inside, and just one hair is inside.
Outside.
Absolute,
outside. Avodis,
outside. Avodis possible. Why? Shinemek says, b'voachem, when you come. It means all of you, Mr. Cohen. Eloh moed to the Eloh moed. Ad shavokum, until you're completely there. So this is a big difference when we're talking about Kodshei Kalim.
This is another reason why you shouldn't have long hair as a Cohen.
Yes, Yud Gimel. Now, same idea. What about jumping around? Same idea. Pirchasa behema, what if the behema jumps around? This again by Kodshei Kalim. The yotza lechutz, after you shecht it, now goes outside of the Azara. But it's achar Kabbalah's Dhamma, after you already received the blood.
Okay.
Okay, Kshera, it's kosher, because everything was fine. You had the major, it was done. However, the commentators say if it all went out before Kabbalah Saddam,
what?
He's saying it's going to be puzzle, because saying the Dam HaNefesh has gone out. But you see, it's interesting where we didn't mention that issue by the Kodshei Kodoshim, so it's an interesting dichotomy. Shafilo yotzu haymurim vavoser koidim zrika b'kadoshim kalim. As a matter of fact, even if the fats or certain parts of meat of
Exodus
Kodesh before the zrika by Kodshei Kalim hazevach kosher, the animal is kosher, as we explained, but that's assuming it's going to come back in, obviously.
Yeah.
It's got to get back in. Okay, now let's give another interesting example. I believe this first part is. Well, we'll see. I think it's Kodshei Kodoshim. Let's see. Ha'isa behema kula bifnim. Oh, no. Kodshei Kalim. The animal is totally inside, but v'agle b'chutz. One of its feet is outside.
of the Azara.
It's outside. V'shachti shechted hazevach posel. Now the animal's not kosher. Why? Shenemer, it says v'hevum la'Hashem. You have to bring the entire animal before Hashem. Asha kubafnim, the entire animal has to be on inside. And this is talking about kotshei kalim, where the pasuk says it's referring to a shlomim. So which we'll see is not going to be the same law by kotshei kadoshim. But kotshei kalim, it's got to be entirely inside the azara. And if even 1 foot is outside, the whole animal is not kosher.
Well, doesn't that make sense? Because even if the Kohen, one hair is outside, it's not good for him to receive the blood. So why should it be any different for the animal for shechting?
Maybe. Now, it would seem that the test above, it's not clear. It would seem it's starting by kotshei kachim, because you'll see in the middle of Allah, he says, but by kotshei kalim, it's not the same. So let's assume it's kotshei kachim now. Commentary does not help you out over here. Shachta, let's say you shech the animal, he kula bifnim. Even though from the wording, it seems like kotshei kalim. Anyway, we'll see. And it's entirely inside when you shechted it. Now, the case before we said was when you shechted it, but there was 1 foot out when you shechted it.
Then it's no good.
Here, it's entirely inside. And you shechted it. Then it stuck a foot out. So now, what do you do? Chote chabosar, chop the leg off. Achu magil etzem. Chop off the part that stuck out until you get to the bone. Now, if you're going to cut more than that, you're going to cut the bone, it'll make it a mum. It'll be blemished. Right? And then you're going to wreck the whole thing up to continue. Even after shechita, we could make a mum in it, as it were. So just cut part of the bone, the part that went out, because that part is no good. V'acharkach mekabeldam, then receive the blood.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe it is speaking about kachim.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so.
You know, anyway, but I don't understand why it says if shachtav he kula bifnim. You know, usually you're supposed to be shechting it
in the tzafon,
north of the tzafon.
Yeah, so there's no
exactly
way it
clear
could be,
here.
Unless it was a really long leg.
Okay, but anyway, so v'achach mekabeldam, it's going to say why, because you see the part of the leg that went out is not good. It's puzzle now. Now, if you just keep it connected to the body, now the puzzle part will integrate.
Spread.
The fats will integrate. But what if the imkilo, what if he did receive the blood without cutting the foot off? And then he cut off the foot. It's puzzle because of the fat of the meat that was stuck itself out. Now, you see, now the Rambam says, the ube kutche kalim, you see, so it would seem that the case for is kutche kutchim. You don't have to cut it off. All you got to do, because I guess kutchim, if it goes outside of the azara, it already becomes puzzle, which is not the case by kutchikalim, totally. Kutchikalim.
We're talking after shkita. This is after shkita. That's the difference. Before shkita, it's much more stricter kutchikalim.
Okay, but now kutchikalim ain't sure. You wouldn't have to chop it off. Elamach, just put the foot back in. That's it. Lifnim inside, and we'll come and receive the blood. Shebesar kutche kalim shiyotze kodem zrika kosher.
Wow.
Kutche kalim goes out after you shechted. As long as you do the zrika, you can still save it. So that becomes a difference there. Okay, tezayin and yudzayin go together, and you're going to have to make some amendments to the text, especially yudzayin.
Uh-oh.
I mean, in other words, there's different ways. We're going to get you the final halacha clear, but the wording, it's got to be fixed up a bit. You'll see. The issue over here now is, what if you shecht an animal when it's in midair? Don't ask me how you could do it. You know, it's very simple. You could put a little pedestal and keep it on a pedestal, or you could be holding it.
You could be in a harness?
If you're a strong guy, or a harness, whatever.
Harness.
But it's not, its feet are not on the ground. Okay. And that's going to be a bit of a problem for some types of korbanos, and not for others. Ask me the difference in kutche kutchim and kutche kalim in this halacha.
And those rings, aren't they about the...
No, they're on...
That's
the
when
ground.
You skin it. We're talking about shechting the animal. Yeah. So shechting animals,
well,
sitting on the ground. It's alive. You didn't do anything to it. It's alive, animal.
Before
you're
shechting.
Holding it like that.
Most animals
wham!
Before shechting are alive.
Wham!
Hopefully.
Okay. Gotta be a strong coin to do that.
Well, it depends if it's a shepsula. You don't have to be that strong.
Still, even the smallest sheep is how many pounds?
10.
10?
No, those are the
woods. A baby sheep.
A year old.
It's
anyway,
okay.
Tola habehema, if you suspended the animal, v'shachta ba'avir hazar, and you shechted it, while it's suspended in the air of the Asura. Now add in over here with Katshe Kadoshim. Add that in over here. Psula. That's puzzle. Shenemar, because it says by Katshe Kadoshim, Al Yerech HaMizbech is shechted by the corner of the Mizbeach. So Ad She Yishchot Po'oretz, the animal's got to be sitting on the ground when you shechted. By Katshe Kadoshim. Now, again, we're doing many emendations here. Hoysa Bahema Po'oretz, what if the animal was on the ground? Vinitla, and now we're changing things now. Vinitla, and now the Kohen suspends himself.
Opposite.
The coin is flying.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Flying coin.
Veshachar, and he shechts it. Vehu. Again, let me do it again. The animal is on the ground. Vinitla, veshachar, v'utoli b'avir. And he shechts it while he is up in the air.
Yeah, not on the ground.
Now you got to say, Bekotche Kalim
Kosher.
No, that's where you change it now. Bekotche Kalim Kosher. If it's Kotche Kalim, it's Kosher. And Bekotche Kadoshim, Pasul.
That's what it says here.
I know, but he's afterwards says Bekotche. Anyway.
He says that exact same thing.
I understand, but anyway, whatever.
What's the issue of having the feet on the ground?
So now there's a difference over here. By Katshe Kadoshim, you got to be on the ground. While by Katshe Kalim, you don't have to be on the ground. The Kohen himself does not have to be on the ground. Well, anyway, that's how we get it. Because it says, Al Yerech by Katshe Kadoshim. Okay, but it doesn't say that by Katshe Kalim. So therefore, Katshe Kalim, if he's suspended in the air, he's okay. Now, of course, there's going to be a little issue. Is this the way you're supposed to be serving Hashem? Okay, as we'll see later on, certain things you do when you're up in the air is not the way to serve Hashem. So we'll see, because here we're talking about Shechita. And Shechita is not called ministering service, because it can be done by a Zor.
Yeah.
So we're going to see there's a difference if a Zor is doing it versus a
Kohen
doing the part that he has to do, as we'll see differences in a minute.
So I can understand that it's a proper way for us to serve Hashem, but what does it matter whether the animal is in the air or not? Because the animal is not serving Hashem. We're serving Hashem, so we have to do it in a proper manner. But the animal, what's the difference if it has its legs
Pasuk
in the air
says,
or not?
Pasuk says. You can't argue. Okay.
It's interesting. With Katshe Kalim, it's good. And Katshe Kadoshim, it's not. If the Kohen's in the air, or the person is in the air, shechting it.
Yep. Anyway.
Now, where does he get that from?
It's from Psukim.
Okay.
Yurches. Now, you know you got to shech 51% of the two vital arteries by the esophagus. The esophagus and the windpipe.
Trachea.
You have to shech 51%, and then it's a kosher shechita. So look, and it's all got to be done in the right place. Now, what if he does 49% of the shechita in the wrong place, but now when he goes over the 51%, he brought the animal back and shechted in the right place.
Whoa.
So you might think, well, what he did until he got to the majority really was nothing, right? But on the other hand, let's see. So shechat miut simonim bachutz. Let's say he shechted 49% of the two signs outside of whichever area, depending
kachi kachi kachi. How did he get to 49%? That's pretty good.
The gomrim bifnim, and he finished it off going inside where it's supposed to be. Or let's say osheshachad miyuta bedorim. So the first one's kachi kalim, second one's kachi kachim. You shechted a minority in the south. The gomrim itself, you finished in the north. Psulim it's possible. Why? Here's a golden rule. We reckon the shechita action from the very beginning to the end. In other words, you might think, until I hit 50%, I really didn't shecht anything. If I only shecht 49% of the signs, I didn't accomplish anything.
Nope.
It's the 50 and 51% that makes the difference. So I might think the first 49% is not even considered shechita.
No, sorry.
The Kiddush says, no, once you start shechting, that's the beginning of shechita. And the entire shechita must be in the proper location. And we consider shechita from the beginning. Okay, now Yutes, we're suspending the person now, not at shechita, but at receiving the blood. So you test nitla. What if the person himself was now suspended in the air?
Can't be good.
The kibol dam, and he receives the blood while he's in the air. From where? Mitzavar behema, from the neck of the animal. Hamunachas bekarka, that's sitting on the ground. The animal sitting on the ground. The coin is flying on top of him.
Can't be.
And the coin is getting the blood into the vessel. Puzzle, it's puzzle. And here's the rule now. She'ein derech sheiris b'kach. It's not the way of a ministering service to be done when one is in the air.
So to have your...
That's right. You have, your feet have to be planted firmly in the ground, whether it's katshe kadashim or katshe kalim, because receiving the blood is already a ministering service.
Wouldn't it also go according to... We know that he has to be in the north. And if you, it's not the airspace.
No,
of the north,
that's okay. You're in the airspace. Was okay that we had.
No, it wasn't. He had to have his feet on the north.
That was a special for one.
For Kabbalah, you had to have your feet in the north, even though the vessel was in the airspace of the south, of the north.
His feet. Shechita before.
I know we're talking about Shechita. We're
talking about Kabbalah.
I'm talking about Kabbalah. When we talked about Kabbalah at the beginning of the class today.
Okay, but if he's in the northern side, that's good enough.
He doesn't have to have his feet on the ground?
Yeah, that's okay. What was the...
We turned before that his feet were in the south, but the bull was in the north. And the north, and it wasn't good,
okay,
even though the bull
was
there.
He was in the wrong place, but he's in the south. Here he's not in the south, he's in the north.
But he's not on the ground.
But that's okay, that wasn't the problem. Problem was he wasn't in the north, so I'm on the north side.
So the airspace is okay too.
Yeah. But the problem is not their sheirus. Not their sheirus. Okay, other issue. Where am I now? Let's say standing in the Azara. All right. Vitola Hamizrak Biyado. Now what's suspended in the air? Now is the bowl is in the air.
Well, the bowl is always in the air.
No.
It's in his hands?
Really, the bowl is supposed to be on the ground. The way it's supposed to be done,
okay.
Normal Kabbalah Saddam, you put the bowl on the ground next to the neck of the animal, the blood flows right into it, and it goes right into the bowl that's sitting on the ground.
So that's using the little
remember,
things on the
bottom. Because remember, the animal is right by the ground.
Right, on the rings.
That's right, so he's dancing,
the
right?
On the ground. The
so what if now, the coin is standing okay in the Azara, but Fetola HaMizrak Biyado, but the bowl is suspended in the air with his hand holding it, but it's not on the ground. V'kibol Adam Ba'avir is receiving the blood while the bowl is in the air, or Oshigbiya Behema, or he lifted up the Behema. V'kibol Adam Ba'avir and received the blood in the air. Kosher is kosher, why? She'aver HaMokom Kamokom. The air of the space is
okay.
Like the place.
Wow, okay.
Because here, this still could be the way of service, because his feet are on the ground. And the airspace is considered the right spot. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about chatzitzas, chaf aleph. What if nosan mizrak lesoch mizrak? What if you put a bowl inside a bowl? One bowl in a bowl. And you're holding the inside, inner bowl. Now, the outer bowl, is that a chatzitza between the blood and the bowl? Coin's holding a bowl, yeah?
Yeah.
Now he puts another bowl in that bowl. Is the coin holding the second bowl that's in the first bowl? No. The blood now is being received into the... Which?
Inner bowl.
Second.
Outer bowl. The inner bowl.
It has to be the inner.
Inner
now
bowl.
He get the outer
is
bowl.
Is the coin holding it?
No, he's holding the outer bowl.
Ah, because there's a chatzitza.
Right.
Between one and the other. Is that a problem or not? So now it's like, Misra, Kosof, Misra, Fiki, Bel. Kosher, it's okay. Why? Because they have a rule. Min b'mino in achalses of the same type as a great chatzitza. They're both ministering utensils, so there's no a break in between.
So it doesn't even have to be a bowl; it has to be a ministering utensil.
Exact same thing. Now,
okay.
What if he does something else? He's got a regular bowl, but inside, instead of a bowl, he puts something else. Hiniach siv. Siv is a kind of a spongy net material inside besoch hamizrak. Inside is a lining. For the bowl. I don't know why he did it, but he did it. The kibbol, he receives the blood kosher. It's also kosher. Why? Because this sieve is porous. There's holes in it. So the blood goes through that anyway, so we're okay. The blood goes through the porous sieve.
Into the bowl.
And goes into the bowl. However, this will not work if you're dealing with minchas. And we also came to Kmitzas HaMikra, doing it with the Kmitzas of the Mincha, where it will not let it go through the flour, will right. not go through the porous netting. V'kamatz mitoch asiv, and then he takes the Kmitzas, the fistful, from the netting, psula, as it were, psula, because that would be a complete chatzitza. It doesn't go through. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Chaf Beis, Kabbalah Sadom, receiving the blood. Now we're going on to moving it to the Mizbeach now.
You gotta spritz it.
Receiving the blood, walking over to the Mizbeach, and sprinkling the blood. And also bringing the different animal parts, like Kevish, to the ramp. It will not be kosher. Any of these three avodos. Ela be koyin a koshavod, it's got to be a koyin.
And a koyin that's kosher avoda.
Kabbalas Adam onwards, it's got to be done by a kosher koyin.
Yes.
As we explained, interesting, look what he brings. Bikmitza samizbech, when it comes to the taking the kmitza off of the mincha. Ubimlika sa'of, when you're plucking off the neck of the bird. He's mentioning that it's, as well as other things, because this is considered the end of a certain part of an avoda. So that's, he's just comparing it. Which is not the case of Shechita, of Ahim of Shechita, it's from the Kabbalah Sadam. So each one has a different starting point. Kabbalah Sadam, there's no blood in a mincha. So we say the first ministering part is taking the Kmitza. And by an oath, the first ministering part, this is no Shechita at all, is the Malika. Okay, now, when you're going to do the Halacha, do you have to actually walk? How about if I shecht it, and the stuff's in the bowl, and then I toss the blood all the way to the corner of the mizbeach?
That's a long throw.
So if a halacha below baragla, if you're bringing it but not with your feet,
that's not halacha.
Ain't a halacha. That's not considered taking it. Now you're going to take out a word coming up now. Lefikach, therefore, kohen, take out the word gadol. Kohen shekibul asadam, therefore a kohen who receives the blood. For amid mekomen stands in his place. Uzrakal mizbeach, and just tosses a perfect shot. Right to Mizbeach.
Pasol.
Nivsal, it becomes Pasol. Okay, we'll stop it over here for today.
No three-point plays, obviously, with...